Mike Mullis had a huge grin on his face as he pulled a squirming bass out of the live well on his fishing partner's boat.
And Mike, what are you holding?
About a 5-pound bass.
He drops it back into the live well, closes the lid, and makes another cast. Mullis, like many of the veterans, hides his injuries well. He took a bullet to the leg.
That actually happened in a firefight in Afghanistan, and the only thing it was, I had my leg stuck out too far past one of them old mud huts, and he got lucky. But I live to see another day, and I'm glad it's over with.
He's now a recruiter for the National Guard, and here at Baden Lake, he and 39 other wounded warriors and veterans had a rare chance to simply enjoy a day on the water. They rode in boats with experienced fishermen who came from across the Carolinas and Virginia to volunteer at the tournament. Robert King towed his boat here from Roanoke Rapids, 3.5 hours away.
My father's a veteran, and when he came back from Vietnam, you could tell the change in him as a person. And I've always thought about it, and when this opportunity come up, I said, you know, it might make a difference in somebody's life. So I had to come, and I'll be back next year.
In another boat, Gerard Thomas says he wants to come back next year too, even though he wasn't having the best luck.
It's been some years since I fished.
Thomas has served in the military for more than 20 years. When he was in Iraq, an improvised explosive device blew up his vehicle, injuring his back, neck, and right arm.
This is therapy for me, you know. It's to come out here on the lake and, you know, just be out. You know, just relaxation, rest and relaxation. I think that's therapy for the soul and the mind.
And that's one of the reasons Terry Snyder organizes this tournament. He's the founder of Operation North State, a group that serves North Carolina's troops and veterans. He and a friend decided fishing would be a great way to bring them together.
What's so important with this are the relationships that have come out of this. We've kind of become a little, a little fraternity, and that's something we're all pretty proud of.
4 fish total weight.
At the end of the tournament, each pairing plopped their fish into a bucket to check their weight. Derek Mitchell and his partner were among the first to test the scales.
We went second for about 5 minutes.
Mitchell is stationed at Fort Bragg, and he has a laundry list of injuries from serving in Afghanistan. He'd never been fishing before the tournament last year, and he said he had to come back.
For us, everything is always go, 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 go. Very seldom do we get a chance to get out and participate with other people that are actually, you know, people give us things, but to actually have others that support us participate in the events with us is outstanding.
For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk at Baden Lake.